Won't y'all be in much prayer for this brother as he's coming this morning to preach? Give him attention. I want him to have absolute freedom and liberty. Amen. Up here, come on, Brother Jamie. I'm up here. I want him to have absolute freedom and liberty, and I hope God use him in a mighty way.
Amen.
Preach to us. Stir us up. Get us saved. Somebody saved and they be saved. And backslid, get them back where they need to be. I love you, Brother Jamie. Have freedom, brother.
Love you,
dear
brother.
Bless you, Lord.
I'd like to greet you this morning in the name of the Lord. And we come in this morning, and Kevin was talking about aching, and it's amazing to me that sitting on the couch this morning, drinking my coffee and reading a little bit, I had aching on my mind. I didn't read about him this morning, but he'd been on my mind for several days. And then when Kevin was preaching about Ahab and going into battle, and I was thinking when that little guy drawed back, I don't know what his name, I don't believe the Bible records his name, he drawed back with that arrow and he shot at Ahab, and even though Ahab was in disguise, the word of God found the crack in his armor. And that's how God works today. God's word today is true, and every man's a liar.
Amen.
You'll not get around God's word no matter where you go. You may try to go many avenues in life, but you'll never get around God's word.
Amen, son.
The Bible said in Hebrews 4, chapter 4, verse 12, said, "For the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and the spirit and the joints and the marrow. And it is a discerner of the thought and the intent of the heart. And it says, neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight. But all things, A-L-L, all things are naked and open under the eyes of him with whom we have to do today.
Amen.
God, today he knows our uprisings and he knows our downsettings. He knows today where we're at. There's nobody hid from God this morning. His eyes are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. And listen to me today. The word of God, you know, I've had people tell me before and had heard people preach that if you don't quit preaching that way, you're going to run people off. But let me tell you something this morning. The word of God, it don't run people off. The word of God draws people. That's what God's word today is. No wonder Jesus said, "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden." He said, "And I'll give you rest." He said, "You take my yoke upon you and learn of me." He said, "For I am meek and lowly in heart." He said, "And you shall find rest unto your soul." He said, "For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." He is a burden bearer this morning.
Amen.
And the Bible said that he'll go with us all the way. There's a lot of people here that's got family, brothers and sisters that'll go with you a long way. But Jesus said, "I'll stick closer than a brother will." But I've got people out there, brother, who will let me down. But I know one thing, that Jesus will never let me down.
Amen.
He'll go with me no matter, brother, what I face in life. Now, I've heard people say that I take him with me everywhere I go, but let me tell you something. There are sometimes that there are places I want to go that God won't go. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof this morning are the ways of death this morning. And listen to me, if you get off the straight and the narrow way, that's the King's highway, brother, the Lord won't be there. He ain't over here today and over there tomorrow. He's on that straight and narrow way, brother, that leads from earth to heaven, and few there be that find that good old way. No wonder the prophet said, "Search for the old path, seek it out, and when you find it, walk therein." Brother, listen to me. Brother Kevin preached this morning about what Brother Paul told Timothy years and years ago about these things, and he said, "Listen, Timothy," he said, "in the last days, perilous times are going to come when men will be lovers of their own selves." He said, "More than lovers of God." He said, "They'll be covetous." He said, "They'll be boasters." He said, "They'll be proud." He said, "They'll be blasphemers." He said, "They'll be disobedient to parents." He said, "Unthankful, unholy, natural affection, truth breakers, fierce, incontinent, despisers of those that are good." He said, "They'll be traitors, heady and high-minded, lovers of pleasure, but more than lovers of God." They're having that form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. He said, "For of such," he said, "turn away." He said, "For these are the kind that sneak into houses and lead captive, silly women laid with sin, led away with divers lust, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. He said, as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, he said, also these will too. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith.
Amen.
He said, but they shall proceed no further. He said, for their folly shall be made manifest. Listen to me, brother. The best way to shine the light in this world, brother, is to have the Spirit of God in your life. No wonder the Bible said, let your light shine before men, and that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Oh, listen to me. And the Bible said, I'm back there in the Garden of Eden. Oh, listen, we ought to be followers of God today, and listen to His Word today. All the way back there in the Garden of Eden, and God had everything fixed up just the way and that He wanted it given. Oh, and He had a man created down there, and He put him down in the garden. And when He saw it wasn't good for man to be alone, He made him a helpmate. And He put her down in the garden with Him there. And God told him, He told Adam there, the head of the house, He said, Adam, He said, you got rain of the garden here. He said, now you can eat of every tree of the garden except the one in the midst of the garden. He said, the day that you eat of this tree, Adam, ye shall surely die. Oh, but listen to me, no doubt Adam had told Eve about that tree.
Amen.
And how they wasn't good to touch that. Don't go around that.
Amen.
Oh, but listen to me. Here come the old devil crawling into the picture. And the Bible said him again to go to Word. Eve there, she was standing there. And the devil began to have a conversation with her. And he said, hath God said that ye shall not eat of this tree? When you do, you'll die. But the old serpent, Brother Kevin, he said, ye shall not surely die. And right off the bat, Brother God, she ate of that fruit, and her eyes were open. And she gave it to Adam, and he ate of that tree, and their eyes became open.
Amen.
And they knew that they were naked, and they began to go out, and they sold them some fig leaves together, trying to cover up their nakedness. Oh, and here come the voice of God, walking in the cool of the day.
Yeah.
And he said, Adam, where art thou? And Adam said, I hid myself because I knew that I was naked. And God said, Adam, who told you that you was naked? Have you disobeyed me, Adam? And eat of that fruit of that tree. Hey, here come the blame game. He said, hey, God, that woman you gave me, give me that fruit and I eat it. Hey, look at the woman. He gonna get to the bottom of it, wasn't he, Kevin? Hey, he began to say, what have you done? Hey, she blamed the serpent. Hey, the serpent came in and he beguiled me and I ate of that tree. And now her eyes are open. And God looked at the serpent. He said, all the days of thy life you'll eat the dust of the ground. Hey, he said, but I'm going to put an enmity between thy seed and the woman's seed. Oh, he said, you're going to bruise his heel, but he'll bruise your head. And he told the woman, he said, I'll multiply your sorrow in child conception and bearing there. Hey, and he told Adam, he said, from now on, Adam, this world ain't going to bring forth the good that it was, but in the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat thy bread. And God drove them out of the garden that day. The Bible said it's once appointed unto man to die, and after death is the judgment. Because the disobedience obedient. One man, you and me, had the sentence of death pronounced upon us. But the Bible said the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. The enmity between God and man, the serpent and man, the man Jesus Christ, the gift of him.
Amen, preacher.
All for God.
Amen.
I so love this world.
Amen.
That he gave his only begotten Son.
Amen.
That whosoever would believe on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God sent not Jesus into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Listen to me today. We are all today that are here, that are born again Christian. We are sinners saved by the grace of God.
Amen.
Not any good that any of us have done. I won't ever be able to stand and tell you how good I've been. I'll never be able to tell you how righteous I've lived.
Yeah.
Oh, listen to me today. The only way that I can stand here before you today is by the grace of God today.
And
the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared unto all
men,
teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, and that he might redeem us from all iniquity.
Amen.
And purify unto himself
Amen.
A peculiar people.
Amen.
Tell us a good word. Today, God's people, he said, be ye holy, for I am holy.
Amen.
That's what the God of this world
Amen.
Has nothing to do with today. The God of this world has blinded the eyes of men and women.
Amen,
today.
Brother.
Not the God of heaven today.
Amen.
I'm talking about the
Amen.
Adversary.
The
old devil.
Yeah.
The old serpent. Hey, you know what John 10 and 10 called him?
The thief.
I said the thief. He come to steal.
Kill.
And kill and destroy. But Jesus said, I've come that you might have life and have
Lord.
It more abundantly.
Amen.
You hear me today. These old false prophets.
Hell,
they today, they shall proceed no further. Light, brother. Hey, listen. When I started working in the mines, I was about 21 years old. Hey, that coal was about 44 inches high. It was dark. It was low. I'm big. It's hard to get around in there. Hey, you turn your light off. You can't even see your hand in front of your face.
Yeah.
Oh, but brother, when you turn the light on, oh, listen, that light, oh, how good it feels. It showed me my way in and out of the dangerous places. And that's how God is today.
Amen.
His light,
his
word, it'll lead you. He said, I'll lead you. I'll guide you. I'll direct you. And that's what he does today. Listen to me. People today, and they just want to do everything
that's
their
right.
way.
Right.
You know, they take that old thing. Nike used to have that, an old logo said, just do
Let's
it.
Do
and that's what people do today. And they live any way they want to.
That's right.
And they have somebody to tell them that's all right.
Yeah.
But listen to me today. I read in the Word of God one time where there was an old man. The high priest, old Eli.
Yeah.
Hey, the Bible said he was high priest at that time, and he had two sons, Hophni and Phinehas.
Yeah.
Yeah,
two
men.
Devils.
Oh, they were his sons. He put them in a big office. Hey, he had them over the people, and they were over the sacrifices down there.
Tell them, brother.
Oh, but you know what these men were? They weren't men of God.
No,
no, brother.
and they began to corrupt the sacrifices of God. And they would lay with them women that would come down to the temple. They would do things that wasn't ordered by God. That's how it is today. You got these places where the people that's over the churches, they'll tell you just anything will do. But you hear me today, anything will not do today. The foundation of God
stand
ashore, having this seal the Lord knoweth of them that are
in.
And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity.
Amen, preacher.
Oh, listen to me.
Right,
here was old Hophni and Phinehas, Eli sitting up here in the temple. Oh, and God, no doubt, had tried to get his attention. He knew what was going on down there.
Amen.
But God said, I'll take care of this.
Oh, yeah.
He said, I'll have me somebody, Kevin.
Yeah.
God has a way today of making sure. And he's got people out there.
Amen.
Ministers out there. Preachers out there.
Yes,
you know something, brother? You don't hear. I want you to listen to me today. I live 1 hour and 40 minutes in way, that way. Hey, you hardly ever hear anybody speak on the qualifications of a bishop and of a deacon. They will say, ain't a bishop a pastor?
Amen.
Hey, what you gotta be, boys, to be a pastor?
Amen.
You better be able to feed sheep.
Amen.
Gotta feed sheep, boys, to be a pastor.
Amen.
Listen,
that's right.
Oh, listen, they want to cut and carve it. They want to say, oh, that's just for a bishop. Well, can a woman preach?
No.
No, sir.
No, if that's just for a bishop, then if that's just for a bishop, a woman can preach.
That's right, bro.
Listen. I'm with you today, brother. I amen that to the ground.
That's
I
right,
tell you,
but it makes me sick.
It ain't popular down around Louisa.
Ain't popular.
It ain't popular over Wayne County,
no,
Virginia,
no.
Martin County, Kentucky.
Amen.
Hell, brother, it's all up like a big possum.
Yeah.
They're afraid, brother. Afraid
right.
Somebody's gonna jump up on them. They're afraid somebody's gonna hurt their feelings a little bit. Listen to me.
Tell them, big boy.
There was old Eli. His son's down there living like the devil.
Yeah.
Eli just turned a blind eye to it.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what kind of pastor you got? When he turns a blind eye to what's going on in the church.
Sorry.
He ain't much of a pastor today.
Right.
No, bro, listen to me.
Amen.
Tell me like the people like that are eating of the milk of the flock.
Amen.
And they're letting the wolf come in anytime it wants to.
Amen.
And eat the meat.
Amen, amen, preacher.
Eli,
amen,
brother. Sitting down there, turn the blind eye.
Yeah.
Oh, it may take a while.
Yeah.
But God's got him a man.
Sure
down here was old Elkanah. Had him a wife down there. Her name was Hannah.
That lady.
Didn't have no children.
Yeah.
She went up there to the house of
preach
God.
Preach it, big boy.
And the Bible said she was so brokenhearted, brother, because she had no child. She went into that temple. And old Eli was there. Had his eyes upon her.
Yeah.
And this woman's heart was so broken and that she couldn't even talk. Her mouth moved.
And
she had a little talk to God. Oh, listen to me. And the Bible said, oh, Eli looked at her. He judged her, didn't he?
Yeah.
Hey, he said, hey, woman, how long you gonna be drunk in here?
Yeah.
Put that old strong drink away from you. Boy, quick to call her out.
Yeah.
But my boys, I'll just let him know.
Right.
Let Bobby and Sissy alone a little bit. These are mine. I'll let you go, but I'm going to call you out.
Amen, preacher.
Said this woman, she looked at him.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm glad she kind of rebuked him a little bit.
Yeah.
She said, oh, Lord. She said, oh, please, Master, or Lord, don't count me as one of the children of the devil. Don't allow.
Yeah.
Don't count me as one of them. She said, I've got a broken heart.
Yeah.
I poured my heart out to God.
Yeah.
Boy, listen to me. Oh, Eli remembered what side the butter was on the bread. Hey, began to say, well, listen. I said, you're talking to God, God's going to listen to you, and God's going to take care of you. About this time next year, you're going to have a son.
Amen.
You'll have a boy. Oh, listen, she went home. Her countenance perked up. tub, she wasn't sad no longer.
Amen.
Listen, that's cold water is to a thirsty soul.
Good news.
A soul's good news from a far country.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? A merry heart, it doeth good. Like a medicine.
Amen, preacher.
Oh, it wasn't very long. She conceived, and she began to bring this little boy forth. Oh, and the Bible said that she named him Samuel. Oh, and he began to grow. When he was born, she dedicated him to the Lord. You ought to go over there and read how that Hannah. Oh, can I read that sometimes?
Yeah.
Just how thankful she was when she found out that God was going to answer her prayer.
Amen, brother.
That sometimes.
Pretty prayer, brother.
Oh, it is beautiful.
Amen, brother.
Here she was. She dedicated this little boy to the Lord.
Yeah.
Boy, listen to me. When you dedicate something to God,
you
give it to Him. It is. Oh, listen to me. Here he began to grow.
He may take it back.
Hannah took him there.
Yeah.
And after she had weaned him, she took him up to the house of the Lord, right up to Eli.
Right.
And she said, I'm going to leave him here. He's going to be a steward in God. House,
amen.
In other words.
Amen.
And you know what? He began to grow. Hey, here he was. He began to grow up. And one night, Kevin laying upon his bed. Oh, he couldn't have been very big. But Brother Gary, he began to hear the boys.
Right.
Brother Charles, something he never heard before. And God had never communicated to Samuel on a one-on-one basis. And that's how it is today. It seems like people won't let God communicate.
Amen,
with
brother.
Them. And God, hey, you ought to go over there in Proverbs. Hey, he said, wisdom crieth without.
Yes.
Hey, she uttered her good boys in the street. Oh, listen
that's
to
right,
me.
Brother, that's good.
And God said, I have called and called, and you have refused me.
Brother.
He said, but when you call, I'll not answer you. He said, when your fear comes as a desolation and your destruction comes as a whirlwind. He said, I'll laugh at your calamity because I have called and you have refused.
Amen, preacher.
When you call me.
That's scary too,
he said, I'll not answer you.
Amen,
you
son.
See, today, here little Samuel laying down upon his bed.
Yes, sir.
God began to call him. He said, Samuel. Oh, and he raised up out of his bed, and he ran in there at old Eli. He said, hey, Eli, what do you want? I heard you call for me. Eli said, son, I never hollered at you. Go lay down again.
Yeah.
Oh, he went in there and laid down again. God, he knocked again. Hey, he said, Samuel. He jumped up, ran in there.
Yeah.
Hey, Eli, surely you called for me. I heard you. Nope. And old Eli began to perceive that God was talking to this little boy.
Yeah.
And the Bible said Eli told him, he said, you go lay down now. He said, if he speaks to you again, you say, Lord, I
amen.
Started here. And he went and lay down, and just like as before. And God said, Samuel, he said, here I am, Lord, I'm hearing you now. And the Bible said God that night told Samuel how he was going to raise him up to be a prophet, and how that he was going to judge Eli, the unfaithful priest there.
Yeah.
He said, because this man has preferred his sons before me.
Amen.
You know something, these people out there,
amen.
I said, I'll put my kids before anything I want. God comes first in my life today. God is number one.
Amen.
He ain't a backup.
He won't take second place.
Amen, brother.
Listen to me. God told Samuel how he was going to judge Eli. He said, because he preferred his sons before me. Oh, and listen. Got up the next morning. Oh, Eli called Samuel to him. He said, hey. He said, what God say to you, Samuel? Now, he was afraid to tell him. He didn't want to tell him about the judgment of God. You know something? He said, finally, old Samuel, he talked pretty rough to him.
He sure did.
He said, now you tell me what God said to you.
Took bold.
You know what Samuel told him?
Yeah.
Samuel's backbone got hard that morning.
Yeah.
And he began to say, God has told me that he's going to raise me up and cut you off. There ain't going to be a old man in your house because you preferred your sons before God.
Amen.
Amen.
That took some guts.
Oh, brother. Eli said, be it unto according to the word of the Lord, as he just said. You know what happened?
few days later, children of Israel went out.
Yeah.
Went to a battle. Here come old Hophni and Phinehas with the Ark of the Covenant.
Yeah.
These priests bear that Ark of the Covenant come into there.
Yeah.
And you know what happened to them?
Yeah.
They were slain that day. Israel was defeated. And they was Ark of the Covenant was taken by the Philistines.
It was, brother.
And you know what happened? Somebody got out of the battle alive. Somebody went back and told
him.
Amen. Oh, Eli, he was sitting up on a fence post there.
He's a
big fella like me. Big heavy man. And the Bible says he's sitting up there and he asked that boy, he said, how went the battle? He said, your sons are dead.
That's right. Yeah.
Israel's defeated.
Yep.
And the Ark of the Covenant is took by the Philistines.
That's when he fell off.
Boy, when he heard about the Ark of the Covenant being gone, he fell backward and his neck break. But listen to me. You see, when God's people move, brother, and they're according to the word of the Lord, you'll prosper.
Amen.
But listen, when you've got somebody out there trying to lead a flock, brother, and they're not a faithful servant.
That's a bunch of them. Like
listen
that.
To me. There's hirelings out there.
Amen.
And then there's shepherds out there.
Amen,
right?
Brother.
A hireling, when he sees the wolf coming, he'll flee.
Because
he's a hireling.
Yeah.
But the shepherd,
fight.
He'll stand there and make
Amen,
sure
brother.
That the shepherd, that the sheep of his flock.
Amen,
they
brother.
Take care of Samuel became one of the greatest prophets you can read under the Word of God.
Amen. Sure is.
Samuel even went down to Jesse's house one time after he anointed old Saul king there. Saul was the first king there.
Yeah.
Head and shoulders taller than everybody else. He's a big man in Israel.
That's right. Yeah.
And everybody looked at him. Every time he walked around the children of Israel, he's taller than them.
Yeah,
him.
He was.
Everybody looked up to him. Ain't that how it is sometimes in our churches?
Yeah, buddy.
Have you seen them preachers? Listen, I'm not trying to be funny here today.
Yeah, buddy.
Have you seen preachers over? They'll come in, they got their Bible tucked on their arm.
Uh-huh.
They walk down to the front. They look like King Kong walking down to the front.
They
do, brother.
Yeah.
They've got the highest seat in the house.
Yeah.
They'll sit there and they'll rear back, brother,
Amen.
And they'll want everybody to run up and shake their hand.
Amen.
And
Amen.
God ain't into that.
Today. That's
right. Listen, God is not
That's
into pride. That today.
Amen.
You know what the Bible said? That a meek and a quiet spirit is of great price.
Amen, brother.
In the eyes
Amen.
Of God. A lot of these people, brother, they make me think about this old publican and this Pharisee.
Hey, yeah. Me too, brother.
Them Pharisees, you know what they do? They stand, they come in, they enlarge the borders of the garment.
Amen.
They wear the finest of clothes.
Yes, sir, brother.
Hey, they want you to see them.
Yeah.
They want you to hear them. They want you to know who they are.
Amen.
And what they're doing. That's how a lot of people are.
Amen.
I seen a man on TV the other day. I don't care. I'll call it out.
Old
Jesse Duplantis or something.
Yeah.
Wanting him a $54 million airplane.
Yeah.
Wanting somebody to pay for him a new airplane.
That's yeah. Right.
I heard too.
Listen to me.
And they'll pay for
and
it.
He's already got three, I understand.
Yeah.
And they'll pay
That's
for
right,
it. He wouldn't donate them now.
Yeah.
But they'll get paid for it because Jesse wants it.
Amen.
Right.
What about what God wants?
Amen.
Amen.
What about the poor?
Amen.
What about
Amen.
The needy?
Amen.
Listen, you know people out there, brother?
That's
the Bible
right.
said they'll pay tithes of anise
and
cumin. He said, and you've omitted to weigh your matters of the law.
That's
justice,
what he says.
Mercy, and faith.
That's right.
He said, these ought you to have done, not to leave these other things undone.
Amen.
But these people, brother, are wells without water.
Yeah.
Clouds that are carried yeah. about with a tempest. These things today, brother, are not of God today.
Amen, brother.
If you're lifting anybody up today besides God,
Amen.
You've missed the moment.
Amen.
Amen.
There was old Samuel. He anointed Amen. Saul to be king. The Bible said Saul done pretty good to start with.
Amen.
And the Bible said he got down there one day and God told him, sent him word, said, you go down and you utterly destroy the Amalekites.
Yeah.
He said, you waste them. Don't leave nothing alive.
Amen.
He said, don't take the sheep. Don't take the oxen. Don't take the flocks. Don't take the herds. Kill the men. Kill the women. Kill the children. Kill them all.
Everything, brother.
Kill them all. And the Bible said, here he was. Old Saul was waiting on Samuel to come. Wanting Samuel to bless him. So you know what he done?
Heard
Samuel
some.
Didn't get there when Saul wanted him to.
That's right.
No. So he took it upon himself to bless himself. That's what he done. He sacrificed to God there.
That's
what he done. That's what he done. He sacrificed to God. No sooner had he got done, Kevin.
Yeah.
Here come the man of God.
Here come the man of God, yeah.
Listen, be sure your sin going to find you out.
Amen, Amen, son.
Hey, listen, Samuel come up to him. He said, hey, what have you done? He said, Samuel, I waited on you. Yeah. You didn't show up, so I forced myself.
Yeah.
That's what a lot of people do. You force yourself. You go over God. You try to outdo God.
Amen.
You put the card in front of a horse.
Amen, brother.
Ain't going to make it,
no,
brother.
Sir, brother.
Oh, listen. He said, Saul, if you just wait on God. He said, he'd establish your kingdom.
He sure would.
He said, man, he's going to take that kingdom away from you.
Mm-hmm.
He said, he's going to give it to a neighbor. Yours better than you.
Amen, man.
Old Saul went down there. He fought the Amalekites.
Yeah.
But he brought back some sheep and oxen, didn't he?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And the Bible said he brought old King Agag alive back there. Now, when God said destroy them all, he meant the king.
Hey, yeah, that's right.
So here he comes. Here's son comes Samuel back in the camp. You know what, Samuel here? Bleeding another sheep.
Uh-huh.
Blowing another horse.
Amen.
He said, hey, Saul, what's this you've done? Strike two, brother.
Yeah.
What have you done now?
Burnt sacrifice.
He said, listen. He said, I know God said to destroy them all. He said, I brought this stuff back.
The best.
I brought this back. I brought it back. Just exactly what Awakened done.
Yeah.
Only he didn't hide it.
That's right.
He put it out, I'm the king. Oh, Saul said, I'm the king. I don't need to hide what I do.
That's right, brother.
Here he was. He brought that stuff in there. He brought the best of the sheep and the ox. Old Agag. Yeah. Here was the king. I would say that old Agag, the enemy of the church.
Pretty humble, I'd say.
I'd say he's pretty humble. I'd say he's probably sitting there with his hat in his hand.
Yeah.
Here was old Samuel.
Looking all sad, probably.
He said, hey, Samuel. He said, Saul, this Saul talking now. He said, I brought these back to sacrifice unto the Lord, your God.
Uh-huh.
He called him his God, didn't he?
Yeah.
He said, I brought these back to sacrifice unto the Lord, your God. He said, hey, Saul. It's Samuel talking to Saul now. He said, does the Lord have such great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the Lord,
obedience.
The voice of the Lord?
Obedience.
He said, to obey is better than sacrifice,
and
to hearken better than the fat of rams.
But rebellion
is as the sin of witchcraft.
Amen,
son. That's what it is, brother.
Amen.
Listen, when you fight against God, you're a loser.
Amen, yeah, brother.
Amen.
That day,
amen.
Samuel took a sword.
Hacked him in pieces.
Hacked away, Agag. He said, as you've made many childless, he said, your mother is going to be childless today.
Amen.
And he hacked away, Agag, in pieces.
Amen.
In pieces. Then God pulled his spirit out of Saul.
Sure did, brother.
Yeah. He did. And the Bible told, God told Samuel, he said, I want you to take your horn oil. Got me another man. You see, God raises people up,
he
puts
sure
people
does,
down.
Amen.
That's how God works, Kevin. Amen. That's why when Kevin is gone from this church,
be somebody
and
else.
God will bless somebody else to come
that's
here.
Right, yeah,
it's the
right.
Nobody. My wife's uncle was pastor at the Union Baptist Church for a long time, 20 years probably, maybe longer. He died. Couldn't stay here by reason of death.
That's
he had
right,
to go.
Yeah.
So God raised us up another pastor.
That's
we
right,
got a good pastor now. And if something happens to Brother Terry today, God will raise somebody else up in his place.
That's right, brother.
You see, God today, he knows exactly what he's doing.
Amen.
Nothing takes him by surprise.
No.
He's not some old man with dementia sitting in a rocking chair.
No.
He's not some old man waiting for you to mess up. God loves you today, and God is going to make sure that your way is straight.
Amen,
and that
brother.
You'll get to heaven.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right,
old
preacher.
Samuel went down to Jesse's house.
Right.
Now listen. I'll try to get through this in a few minutes.
You're doing good, brother.
Now, here was old Samuel. He said, now, Lord, he said, now, when Saul hears about this, he'll kill me. He said, you just go down there, take your heifer with you, pour an oil, go down there and tell him you're going to do a sacrifice. Call Jesse and his sons out.
Yeah.
They done that. Called Jesse and his sons. Jesse brought his sons in there.
Amen.
Here come the biggest one he had.
Oh, yeah.
He had Eliab and Shammah and some more of them. There were seven of them that was there.
Good looking boys.
They had the biggest and the best that he had.
Amen.
He put them out front. And the Bible said they passed by. God said, that ain't him.
Nope.
They passed nothing by. That ain't him.
Uh-uh.
That ain't him. That ain't him. He said, Jesse, is this all you got? He said, well,
little ruddy lad.
He said, I got a boy out there in the field.
Keeper of the sheep.
He's a little sheep, little shepherd down there.
Yeah.
He's a keeper of the sheep. That's God kind of man right there, a little shepherd
man,
boy.
Yeah.
A good shepherd. You know what he was doing? The good shepherd, brother, he was out there making sure the lion and the bear didn't
that's
come
right,
out.
Brother. Yeah.
And the Bible said, he told him, he said, you send for that boy. Samuel told Jesse, send for him. And when he gets here he comes. Little old ruddy lad. He was a youth. I believe he had a beautiful countenance, don't
amen,
you?
Amen, brother. Yes, sir.
The Bible said when he come in there, no doubt God spoke to Samuel, that's my man. He anointed him with oil right there.
Amen.
Poured that horn of oil on him. Went his way. God began to work with this little boy.
Mm-hmm.
You see, brother, when you got to walk
before you can run.
Amen.
You got to crawl before you can walk.
That's so true.
Have you ever seen people, they get into church, and I don't mean this in a bad way. God can do this. God can do this if he wants to.
He don't usually.
But he don't usually.
That's right.
People get into church, they get saved, and before the ink is dry on their baptism certificate,
they're preaching.
Somebody's throwing them in the stand for a preacher.
Amen. Amen. Seen it.
Listen to me. How can you preach about what you don't know?
Amen, brother.
I know. Listen, I graduated from Tulsa High School over at Crum. I could read real good. But when I got saved, I couldn't tell you John 3:16. I couldn't. Amen. I didn't know it. The Bible says, study to show yourself approved, a workman unto God that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
Amen.
There's some rightly dividing in this.
Amen, brother.
Well, listen, when you get saved, you're like a little babe in Christ.
That's right.
Listen, why you feed little babies?
It's milk, brother.
You feed them milk because they're not able to stand meat.
That's right.
Amen,
brother.
That's right.
But listen, here
That's
was
good preaching, brother.
Little David. He began to feel God in his life. One day, this is his daddy, Jesse. There was a battle going on down there. There was a problem down there at the Valley of Elah.
Oh, yeah.
Brother Charles, there was a man down there who had been defying God.
Yeah.
He had been talking, so to speak, he was talking smack about God.
He was. Yeah.
He was talking smack about everybody in the children of Israel's camp. He would go down there, and this man, he was a great big man.
Uh-huh.
9 feet and 9 inches, 6 inches big.
Good youngin', yeah.
He'd come out there every single day. Here was Saul up here. Now, he was already king. He was a head and shoulders bigger than everybody else.
Scared to death.
Here he was hiding in the rocks.
Yeah.
Cowering, yeah.
Here was David come down there. David walked over, no doubt, looking down the valley with everybody else. My opinion, he's looking over a rock because he's hiding. You know what? Fear has torment, don't
it? Amen, brother.
But
amen.
You know what perfect love will do? Perfect love will cast out
fear. Fear, brother. Uh-huh.
You have the love of God down in your life. Boy, you can do miraculous things.
Amen.
God is love, and if you're born of Amen. God, then are you born of love?
Amen, yeah, brother. Amen.
There come the giant out there. Defied the armies of God. David said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine?
Yeah.
Who is he? They said, David, this man's a man of war from his youth. He said, you're a ruddy lad. David said, I'm going to fight.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take up this battle right here. Because I'm on God's side.
Amen, yeah. Brother.
David didn't say God's on his side.
Yeah, that's right.
David knew, brother, where he was at. God Amen. Was on David's
Amen.
Side.
Amen, preacher.
And David was on God's side. Here he was. Old Saul said, well, now, David, he's big. If you're going to go down there, you got to have some armor.
Yeah.
That's what he said. See, when you put your trust in stuff that ain't been proved.
That's right, yeah. Brother.
It will not profit you.
Uh-uh.
But listen, I'll tell you what's been tried and tested. The word of God.
Amen.
It's been tried and tested.
Amen, brother.
You can't listen. You know what the scripture said about this right here? It said it would be easier for heaven and earth to pass away than for one jot
or one tittle,
yeah. one dot of the I, or one cross of the T to fail in this
Amen.
Word.
Amen, preacher.
It
would
be easier for heaven and earth Amen. To pass away
Amen.
Than for this word of God to fail.
Amen. Amen.
David said, I'll go down there. You need armor, David. Listen to me. Put you on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand in the evil day. And when you've done all to stand. Listen, you know where it starts at?
Standing.
Listen, standing first. Standing right there.
Yeah.
You got to have on your helmet.
Uh-huh.
Hope of salvation. You got to have on that.
Breastplate
of righteousness. You got to have your loins girt about with the truth.
Uh-huh.
You got to have your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. You got to have the shield of faith. And then you've got to have your weapon. Take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, and which you'll be able to quench all the fiery darts
Amen,
in him.
Amen, brother.
You'll be able to put him on the run then when you take Amen. The armor of God. But Saul trusted in his armor.
Amen, brother.
The king's armor's good, but it ain't the army of the king.
Amen, brother.
Here he was. He told him. He said, Saul, he said, I ain't even proved this armor. I can't wear this. So David took what he had, God. He took him a shepherd's staff. Took him a sling. Took him a bag and went down to the brook.
Amen.
And chose him 5 smooth stones.
Amen.
Put them in the shepherd's bag and went down into the Valley of Elah.
Amen.
When he got down there, here was Goliath the giant.
Laughing at him.
Laughing all the way.
Yeah.
Has the devil ever laughed at you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Has the devil ever told you, look where you're at?
Yeah.
Look what you're around.
Yeah.
Look at what you've done.
You're too weak.
You're weak.
Yeah.
You're unworthy.
No man.
Who do you think you are?
Oh, yeah.
He tells me that.
He tells me that, too.
Man. I've been saved a long time, and the devil still tells me that.
Amen.
You can't stand against me, is what he tells me.
Uh-huh.
But you know what? When he tells me I can't stand against him, I stand.
Oh, yeah.
You know why? Because I am on God's side.
Amen,
and
brother.
God is in me.
Amen, preacher.
Here was David. He said, oh, Goliath looked at him. He said, am I a dog? He said, do you think that I'm a dog that you come to me? That little slang, that rock in your hand. David said, hey, giant, I got news for you. He said, you come to me with a sword and with a spear. He said, you come to me with all your armor. See, Goliath wasn't alone. He was a big man.
Yeah.
And he had an armor bearer with him.
Uh-huh.
So not only was it two against one, but here he was, David, down there. No doubt the armor bearer would have killed him if he could have got a hold of him.
Yeah.
And here he was. David said, you're a giant. You come to me with all that stuff. He said, but I'm coming to you in the name of the Lord.
Amen, yeah. Brother.
So David went in his pocket and he's back.
Yeah.
Kevin got him a rock out. I don't know how God guided his hand. Don't know if there's any significance in that or not. But he put that in his little sling. Winded
amen,
her up.
Brother.
And he
amen.
Let her go at the old giant man.
Amen.
And it sunk in his forehead.
Amen.
Just as soon as that old giant sunk in his forehead, he fell down.
Forward.
I believe he fell right on his knee. Maybe just, I don't know, he fell forward.
Yeah.
David run up on him. Don't say no more about the armor bearer, does he?
Uh-uh.
David run up on
him,
pulled his sword out of his sheath, and he slew that giant of a man with his own sword.
Yeah.
Listen to me. Be not deceived.
God's not mocked.
God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. He said, if you sold to the flesh, and that giant surely did.
He did, brother.
He sold to the flesh. He was confident in his size.
He sure was.
He was confident in his armor. He was confident in his armor bearer and his shield. But David was confident in God.
Amen, brother.
God has a way today
Amen.
To get men you through the stuff that we come upon.
Amen, brother.
You know, people tell you all the time, they say, God won't put no more up on me than I can bear.
He will.
You know something? Listen to me.
That ain't true.
The Bible says this. Let no man say
when he's tempted.
When he's tempted. Listen, I'm going to back up. He said, blessed is the man that endure temptation.
That's what he says.
For when he is tempted, he shall receive the crown of life.
Amen.
He said, let no man say, Garrett, when he's tempted, I'm tempted of God. He said, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempted thee any man.
That's right.
But every man, you and me, every man is tempted when he's drawn away
of his own lust
and enticed. And when lust is conceived, it brings forth sin. And when sin gets finished, it brings forth death. He said, do not err, my beloved brethren. He said, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. Cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Of his own will begat he us with the word of his truth,
Amen.
That we should be a kind of first fruits of his creature. He said, wherefore, brother, let every man be swift to hear,
slow
to speak, and slow to wrath, for the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God.
Amen, brother. Amen.
Listen to me today.
Amen.
God today is able to keep you and me.
That's right, brother.
When temptation comes, when the enemy comes in like a flood, then will the Spirit of God raise up a standard.
Amen.
God today ain't gonna let you fall.
That's right, brother.
He won't, brother. If you'll put your little hand in the big hand of God, He'll get you to a place, brother, where you can make it.
Amen.
Amen.
You say,
Amen.
Preacher, wait a minute.
Amen.
Are you telling me that I won't fall?
No.
I'm going to tell you this today.
Amen.
You can get to a place with God where you will never fall.
Amen, brother.
What do I got to do to get there?
Amen, brother.
The Bible said add to your faith virtue.
That's right.
To virtue knowledge. To knowledge temperance. To temperance patience and godliness and brotherly kindness and charity.
First Peter.
It said if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful.
Yeah.
In the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
He that lacketh these things.
That's what it says.
Is blind.
Can't see
and cannot
off.
See afar off. And hath forgotten that you were purged from your old sins.
That's right.
Amen. He said, wherefore the rather. Give diligence. He said, give diligence, brother, to make your calling and election sure. He said, and if on the condition of you do these things, ye shall never fall.
Amen.
For so an interest shall be ministered unto
Amen.
You.
Amen.
In the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Preacher, am I going to have trouble? Yes. Jesus said, in this world you shall have tribulation. He said, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world.
Amen, son.
You know what Jesus said? He said, listen, if any man will hear these sayings of mine and doeth them, he said, I will liken you unto a wise man who dug down deep, built your house upon a rock. And listen what he said.
Yeah.
And when the rains come, and the floods come, and the winds come, and they will, the rain's going to come. The flood's going to come.
Yes.
The wind's going to blow.
That house stood.
And it'll beat up on your house.
Amen.
But your house will not fall because it is founded
on the rock.
On the rock. Jesus.
Amen.
The stone that the builders rejected has now become the head of the corner.
Yeah.
He's a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, even to them that stumble at the word of God today. You know, people all the time walking around got their head hung down, telling you when you talk to them.
Poor man.
I tell you, I used to go to the nursing home, visit an old lady over there. And bless her heart, I never went in her room a time that she was up on the mountain.
Yeah.
I never seen her one time when she was doing good. I never seen her one time when she wasn't having a bad day. But she'd tell you she loved the Lord, but I'm never having a good day.
Amen.
Oh, listen, you know they sang an old song in the hymnals. They sang, everybody will be happy over there.
Amen.
If you live good, brother, you can be happy right while you're here.
Amen.
You don't have to wait till you get on the other side to have joy down in your life.
Amen.
You can have joy unspeakable and full of glory.
Right here.
You can be just like old Job, brother, when he was down there, covered in sore balls from the top of his head to the soles of his feet, brother. He said, I know my Redeemer liveth.
Amen.
He said, I know he'll stand for me in the latter days.
Yeah.
He finally got, he said, God, just hide me in my grave till thy wrath be past.
Amen.
Set me an appointed time.
That's right, brother.
Call for me and I'll answer you. He said, thou shalt have a desire for the work of thine hand. Listen to me today, church. Just a little while. He that is to come,
he will come.
This ain't no dead hope we have here. This is a lively hope.
Amen.
We are to be happy today on our way.
Amen, preacher.
Listen.
Amen.
Scripture said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Which according to his abundant mercy
hath
begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection
of
Jesus Christ from the dead to an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, that fadeth not away.
Amen.
You know where it's at?
Yeah.
Reserved in heaven for you. Who are kept by the power of God
through faith
unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time.
Amen.
Wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God.
Amen, preacher.
Listen today, church. Fight that good fight of faith. Be like old Apostle Paul.
Yeah.
Fight that good fight of faith.
Yeah.
Lay hold upon eternal life.
Yeah.
Listen today. Don't get yourself out there. Don't get weary and well doing.
That's right.
For a new season you'll reap if you faint not.
Amen.
You know, it's not to the one who runs the hardest.
No.
You ever seen these people when they race NASCAR? I don't watch it, but I watch it sometimes when you see it on the news or something, they'll show who wins a race. A lot of people start that race. They'll run around and around and around in a circle. Sometimes people hit the wall. Sometimes when they hit the wall, they able to get their car into the pit there and get it fixed where it can finish the race anyway.
Yeah.
But sometimes when people crash way early in the race, they just figure, I can't make it.
Yeah.
It's not worth it to try to finish this race.
Yeah.
It's not him that runs a little ways.
That's right.
But it's him that endures to the end.
Amen.
The same shall be saved.
Yeah.
You can't win a race if you don't finish the race.
That's right, brother.
You'll never get anywhere with God. God don't want a quitter. He don't. God wants good soldiers today.
Amen,
God wants you to be willing, ready, and able at a moment's notice.
Amen.
You know the Bible said that every one of us that are Christians today We ought to be ready at a moment's notice to give anybody a reason of the hope
Amen.
That lies within us.
That's right, brother.
We ought to have that today. We ought to be able to tell anybody when somebody yeah. asks us about the hope that we have in God.
Amen.
Amen.
We ought to be able to tell them, Kevin, whose side we're on.
Amen.
Right.
We ought to be able to let them know, brother, that we're on God's side and how we were saved.
Amen.
How'd you get saved, preacher? By the grace of God. The Bible said, what saith it? The word is nigh thee.
Even in your heart.
It's in your mouth. It is the word of faith that we preach. That if thou will confess with the mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shall be saved. You know in positive terms, ain't he?
Amen.
Shall means it's going to happen, don't it?
Amen.
Thou shall be saved. He said, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto
salvation.
Just like old Peter when he's there on the day of Pentecost.
Yeah.
Them people said, hey, when the Holy Ghost comes. They looked at him and said, these men are drunk on new wine, George. Peter said, listen, boys, these men are not drunk as you suppose, seeing it's but the third hour of the day. He said, but this is that which is spoken of by the prophet Joel.
Uh-huh.
He said, in the last days, saith God, I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh.
Amen.
Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. He said, upon my servants and upon my handmaidens, I'll pour out of my spirit in those days. He said, and they shall prophesy. He said, listen. He said, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. He said, the sun will be turned to darkness.
Yeah.
The moon and the blood before the great and noble
Amen.
Day of the Lord. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord
shall
be saved.
Amen.
Amen.
See today, Kevin can't take you to heaven.
No.
Can he help you? Yes. Can he cause you to fall? No.
No.
He can put a stumble block before
That's
you.
That's right.
He can put occasion to fall in your way.
That's right.
But he can't take you to heaven,
That's
can
right,
you, brother?
No, sir.
But you know one thing today. The Bible said if one can put 1,000 to flight,
That's
two
right.
can put 10,000.
That's right.
So listen, you know what threefold cord is not easily broken?
No.
You know, as just as an individual, you take me out and put me down in the middle of a football stadium amongst lost people, I probably wouldn't be able to match for some of them. God would help me. I mean, God would be there.
Yeah.
But you put more and more people. Take me and Kevin go down here.
Uh-huh.
Me and Brother Garrett.
Strengthens
Brother
you.
Charles. There's strength in numbers.
Strength in numbers, brother.
You know what? A lot of people today who are in the church, they're trying to get out here and they're trying to mix and mingle with the world.
Can't do it.
Jesus said, come you out from among the world.
That's right.
And be ye separate, says the
Lord.
Amen. He said, you listen, we can't today as Christians, brother, eat of the Lord's table and the table of death.
No, sir, don't work that way, brother.
I know people says, preacher, well, I've got a job that I have to be around lost people.
Yeah.
I've got this I've got to do to be around lost people. You can be around lost people. I'm around them every single day. They pass by my house, my regular medicine.
Uh-huh.
They go by every day.
Yeah.
But you know what I can be to them lost people? I can be a light to them.
Amen, Amen, brother.
If somebody in my family sitting over here, if I go to a picnic or a family gathering, and my family's sitting over here getting drunk or drinking or smoking dope, I don't have to sit there and do it with them.
Right.
You know what? Some of the strongest and loudest words you can say is by saying nothing at all.
That's right, brother.
You don't love in word today, but you love in deed and in truth.
Amen.
When you let your light shine before men,
Amen.
That don't mean to wire. Look at my truck out there. It's got a sign on the front of it that says paid in full and got a cross on it.
Yeah.
Charles, that don't want make me a Christian.
No.
That don't make me and my wife Christians.
No.
Having a big cross or a nativity scene out in your yard for Christmas, that ain't Christian.
Or Ten Commandments, God help.
Listen, yeah. Coming here and sitting in this building today don't make you a Christian.
Amen,
brother.
Her uncle. He said a lot of people got it mixed up. He said they think coming to church makes them a Christian.
That's what they think.
He said, if coming to church made you a Christian, he said, then going in a chicken house make you a chicken.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It ain't in that thing.
Amen.
Amen.
You love in word. And not in word, but in deed and in truth.
Amen.
Jesus told people, he said, you tell me that you love me from your lips.
But your heart.
He said, but your heart is far from me.
Uh-huh.
Listen to me today. God today, he wants you and me to be out there in the vineyard. We are members of the body of Christ.
Amen.
Kevin, I may be a hand and you may be the mouth.
Yeah.
I may be the little Amen. Pinky toe and you may be the head and the up on the ears or whatever,
yeah.
the eyes of the body. But we all got our function.
Yeah.
We've all got our things we can do.
Everybody
there
does.
Ain't nobody that's ever got saved
Amen.
That ain't got something to do.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Have you ever found people that say, I just ain't found my place yet? Yeah, you found it, but you just don't want to accept where it's at. See, because
right.
God saves you.
That's right.
He puts you where he wants you, right there.
Nobody else wants
it. It don't matter today. You might say, well, I got saved, but I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah,
listen, I'll tell you what you're supposed to do.
I'll show you.
Love the Lord thy God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength.
Yeah.
Love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments,
hang
all the law and the prophets.
Yeah.
If you'll do them two things, you found your place. May God bless you, my prayer.
Amen. Let's all stand here today. Amen. Brother Jamie, if you will, come out front here. Amen. Ask Brother Gerd, if you will, to be getting the song ready. I like